Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. 74 degrees.
Chunk. K8 is a day monitoring.
Good evening. 1900 hours. 74 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and echo link. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are particularly welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
This is W8EMV, Ed, Ann Arbor, portable. This is, excuse me, November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave. Pedestrian portable.
Yes. Our familiar friends who are out mobile or portable today. I have W8EMV and NASBE, so we'll start with Ed, W8EMV. How was your day?
Thanks, Pat. This is Ed, W8EMV. The day has been going really quite well. Managed to get out of my bicycle, mostly Dodge rain for the most part, which is good. And then in the mail today came the second of, just a moment, please. In the mail today came the second of two mounts that I have to mount an antenna on my bicycle. This one is a NMO mount, which I'm not sure it's going to work, but I've got it, so I'm going to give it a try. I need to find a NMO-style antenna that doesn't require a ground plane. So that's the next challenge. Or to put some radios on this and drag them behind the bicycle. All right, with that, I'm going to hand it back over to Pat, WA4DSR, from WADMB.
Okay, Ed, thanks for the report on your activities, and wish you all the best of luck. I think dragging radios probably isn't a good idea, but having a huge ground plane probably has some disadvantages as well. I'm sure other people will have questions for you. Next up is N8SBE. Dave, how are you today?
Yeah, WA4DSR and N8SBE. We're doing good. We participated in North American QSO yesterday, and I held on for the whole 10 hours that single operator stations could operate from 2 p.m. to midnight last night. And I made just a little under 300 contacts, which wasn't too bad, I guess. And so we're going from there. And of course, I've been on net this afternoon, and I'm hosting 80-meter telecraft single sideband net at 9:00 tonight on 3803. If anybody would like to join me, back to Nick.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Sounds like a productive day, and all the best to you on that. So let me ask, are there any other mobile, short-time, or portable stations? Please call now. Nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations, please call Net Control now.
WD0BCF, Larry in Houston.
Okay, Larry, I've got WD0BCF. Any other Echolink stations, please call now.
I may have doubled with you. KE8PWV, Mike in Saline.
Okay, Mike, we got you that time. KE8PWV. Any other Echolink stations, please call now. Being heard. So any and all stations, please call Net Control now.
WSAU, this is
Matt. Well, I have WSAU, Matt, but I know you're out there. Any other stations, please call Net Control now.
Alpha Charlie 8 Tango Oscar. Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet.
Okay, well, that gives us 5 stations, so that's enough to start the net. So let's start with our Echolink stations. I have WSAU, AC8TO, and KE8BZJ as non-Echolink stations. So let's go to the top of the list and reach down to Houston. Larry, WD0BCF. How goes your battles with the insurance company?
Hello, Pat, and everyone else on the net. The battles go on, and my dipole still is leaving on the ground, so, but it's great listening, so. Thanks for your inquiry. Hopefully it'll turn positive sometime. Back to you.
Okay, Larry. Well, I hope it turns positive very, very soon for you. Next up is KE8PWV. Mike, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Pat, and everybody else. Mike, KE8PWV here, and overall, pretty good. Still fighting a cold. Seems like it never seems to end. Amateur radio-wise, nothing else has happened recently since the last net, unfortunately. Hope to get on here and play some games with some antennas and get out there and get some things done. With regards to Echolink, Larry's sounding very good. Some of the HF stations, Don and a couple others, are still seem to be over-deviating into the Echolink platform, but I'm recording it for John. If he shows up, I'll send him an email. For now, back to you, Pat, and the net, KE8PWV.
Okay, Okay, KE8BWV. Mike, yeah, I have Echolink on my phone. I have the volume turned all the way down, and I'm watching my signal get very strong or very weak, depending on how I hold the Kenwood rig in front of me. So audio signal reports are definitely very much appreciated. So thank you for doing the recording, and we hope that that helps solve some issues. Next up is WS8U, followed by AC8TO. Matt, how are you this evening?
Well, at the end, I'm doing pretty good. I've spent, mostly yesterday and today, but a little bit of Friday, too, taking down my 2-meter or 70-centimeter 6-meter antenna and the rotor, and I've been spent a good part of the day taking apart the rotor and repacking it and otherwise servicing it, cleaning the pot. I just took it apart and put it back together about 5 times now. I think I'm about to test it for about the 6th time, and I think I may have got it back together the right way this time, so we'll see if the pot actually tries to position properly after that. So that's what I've been working on. And my project is to put the antenna back up and put 2 more antennas, a 2-meter beam and a 70-centimeter beam that's about 14 elements each, so they're about, let's see, is it 14 elements or is it about 14 dB? They're large antennas. They're pretty high gain. You see how those do in the receiver crawl. I've also got the 70-centimeter up another probably about 5 feet than where it was before. So that's what I've been working on. I also realized that I ordered the wrong 2-meter antenna. I ordered their big heavy-duty 2-meter antenna, and there was actually a lightweight antenna that was about the same gain as the 70-centimeter as the one I did order, but it's about half the weight, which would have been better. Anyhow, so I see you. Bye, Kenneth.
Okay, thank you for the update on the antennas, and look forward to them all being up very soon. Next up is AC8TO Don, followed by KE8BZJ. Don, how's the roof going?
Thanks, Pat. AC8TO Don. Well, I don't know. They're still working hard. We've got like one more week and a day or something till classes start, so it's going to be tight. I mean, I don't think the work's going to preclude classes, although there's a couple of rooms that may be in the crane lift safety zone, so I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, so we'll wait and see. I haven't had a lot of time for radio stuff, although this morning I think I picked up Malta on 10 meters, which was kind of a gap, and yeah, I've been trying to relearn how to design a printed circuit board. The basic straightforward common components were easy enough, but I have to do some custom pads and things, and I haven't quite figured out how to do that. The learning curve for all these are fairly steep. So that's my adventure of the week. Back to that AC8TO.
Okay, well, I think there's a lot of stuff that has to be finished before classes start. We drove by the stadium today, and it looks like they have most of the pedestrian protective barriers done, but there's a few on Main Street that remain to be fixed. So they're making progress, but I must admit it's pretty slow. So next up is KE8BZJ. Mo, good evening, Mo. Any exciting things to report on?
Hey, good evening, all. This is KE8BZJ. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Pat. Most exciting thing in amateur radio this week, I got a t-shirt from my sister that says KE8BZJ and big letters across the front of it. I got to share that with some guys from the Aero Corps.
KE8BZJ, I think we've lost you there. And just a note for KE8PWV, I'm looking at the signals on my phone, and I can see that a lot of people are pinging it in the red, so I think the volume there could be used to adjust it. So anyway, let's go back and see if KE8BZJ is still with us or if he's been abducted by aliens.
This is KE8BZJ. I've been abducted by aliens, but they were kind enough to let me use their 2-meter rig. They don't have quite enough power supply for this radio out here on the patio, so I'll have to catch guys next week. Everybody have a wonderful Sunday evening.
Okay, well, say hello to the aliens for us, and Hopefully we can get the Worked All Aliens Award sometime. With that, we've been through the entire list once, so let me start a second list. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? And aliens are certainly welcome to check-in.
Kilo Papa 8 Oscar, India, Sierra.
Kilo Bravo 6, November Uniform.
Bring a low power here, and I kind of left it there for away from last week, so I want to make sure I'm still making it.
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Kilo Alpha.
Okay, I have KB8OIS, KB6NU, Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Kilo Alpha, and WSAU for a recheck. WSAU, you doubled there, but you are making it in. So let me go with you first. Any more comments?
Well, I just wanted to ask, since I've got some low power, I just wanted to ask.
Time you weren't making it. Quite a bit of static on that one, and I got part of it, some of it. So I think going to a higher power would definitely be helpful. So let me move to our new check-ins. First up is KB8OIS, followed by KB6NU. John, any new check?
KB8OIS, hi, Pat. Yeah, Mike, go ahead and send me that audio to the people and let them know, see what they can do about it. Yeah, I got out to the shack for the first time in probably a couple weeks. Did a little cleanup. We've got a ton of excess equipment. So people are looking for coax, copper wire for grounding, ground rods, 4 and 8 foot ground rods, radios. We've got ICOMs, Pentex, collars, all sorts of stuff. So if you're interested, just contact the club. Back to Pat, KB8OIS.
Okay, thank you, John, for everything you do to keep the shack going and keep the club going. Next up is XNU, followed by Hotel Kilo Alpha. Dan, the frequency's yours.
Yeah, the A4 Dan, KB6NU. Well, good evening, everyone. I just had a funny, this evening on 40 meters. I was talking to a guy, and when we ended our QSO, someone tail-ended. That's not unusual. But I had that happen to me 3 times this evening. So I thought that was kind of odd. Anyway, that's it for me. Back to you. This is KB6NU.
Hey, Dan. You dropped out a little bit, Dan. I'm not sure if it was you or if it was the repeater reverting to its own ways. We'll just keep an ear on it. Finally, up is KE8HKA. Welcome back. Anything for us this evening?
Good evening, everyone. This is KE8HKA, Matt Nepsilani. Well, I heard Ed, W8EMV, talking about antennas and bicycle mobile, and it just got me thinking, and I had an idea for him. Maybe he could try a ladder line J-pole. I'm just thinking that, like with off-road vehicles, with like dune buggies and things, they have those flexible little flag poles, so you can see them over hills and things like that. But maybe attaching something like that onto the back of the bike and then hanging the ladder line J-pole from that. J-pole doesn't require any ground plane or any radials, so that's what made me think of it. And it'd be light enough weight to suspend from a lightweight a little antenna flagpole. So, just an idea. KE8HKA, back to net.
Okay. Good ideas, Matt. Let me ask the W8EMV. Ed, do you have any comments on that?
Thanks. This is W8EMV. Matt, yes. I have found out the 2-meter J-pole attached in some way to a probably a fiberglass flagpole. It happens that the mount that I have on the bike right now, which is a 3/8 by 24 mount, I think it's a stud mount. There are flags that I can get for that that are designed for the purpose. So I'm going to give that a shot next as a 2-meter alternative. It won't be useful when I'm actually moving, but when I'm stationary, it should have good gain. All right, back to Matt. This is WDMV.
Okay, Ed. Let me see if there are any new check-ins or rechecks before we close out the net. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Call net control now. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. Okay, nothing heard. Let me pass it back to KE8HKA. Matt, did you have any comments on Ed's comments?
No further comments. That sounds like he's got it in the works.
Okay, with that, it's 21 minutes past the hour. We've had a total of 10 check-ins, plus myself, for a total of 11 stations on frequency. I want to thank everyone for checking in, and we look forward to hearing from all of you, and even more, same frequency, same time, same mode, this time next Sunday. Have a good week, everyone. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 67 degrees.